You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Existential threat that exists to the nation of Israel.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hillary Clinton isn't saying she'll run for president, but she's teasing people who hope she does. The former Secretary of State, Senator, and First Lady spoke at the Emily's List 30th Anniversary Conference and Gala Tuesday night in Washington, D.C.
I suppose it's only fair to say, don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
Clinton urged the crowd to continue working to see more women elected to office and got big applause throughout the night. Clinton has said she'll announce later this year whether she's going to make another run for the Democratic presidential nomination. She lost a close primary race to Barack Obama in 2008. Hillary Clinton went on to say that it's up to the voters to keep pushing for women's rights.
We can wage these struggles and emerge victorious, not just for the women who run, but for all those who will benefit from their commitment, their victories.
As we enter the month of March, we enter Colon Cancer Awareness Month at the same time, and a good time to think about when you're due for a colonoscopy. Many dread the thought of it, whether it's embarrassment, a fear of pain, or worry over what the doctor might find. Dr. Imena Wang with the Cleveland Clinic says drinking the bowel prep solution is the worst part, but encourages patients to think about the big picture.
It can save your life, and so that's the important part to keep in perspective, is that it's a little bit of yuck, it tastes bad, but in the end, if it can save your life, I don't think there's any replacement for that.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see. The temperature right now, 38 degrees. Let me get my glasses on. We got a 60% chance of showers likely, and it's raining out there right now. Tonight, snow / sleet, 90% chance with a low of 23. Thursday, a 90% chance of snow with a high of 20. And Thursday night, a 40% chance of snow. I'm not even going to read how much we're supposed to get because it'll change by an hour from here. This is Richard G., and I'm sitting in for, what am I sitting in for? Richard Scuderi, who does, I can't even remember what he does, modern design. Richard's got a new show here, but he's away this week, so I'm sitting in. I've got my friend Bill Tucker here with me.
Good morning.
Ah, there we go. Good morning. How are you?
I'll learn how to do this radio thing.
You'll learn yourself good there, son.
At least I had my mic on. And, you know, I wanted to talk about something real quick. I got an email. And these emails just drive me crazy. But I got an email from a guy who said he was a vice president with AXA Advisors. They're advising.
I got an email from a guy. He was looking for me to become a salesperson for him.
Yeah, AXA Advisors?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is from Pietro Ruggeri. He doesn't work for the company at all because I talked to AXA this morning.
Oh, okay.
But what I finally realized, if you get down to the bottom, he's saying, during your training, the candidate is responsible for paying for any resident or non-resident licensing. You're also responsible for paying for any appointments and regulations. And these fees will be returned to you after your work in 3 months with the company. So what this is one of those advanced fee scams. So I talked to I called AXA.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I called them this morning.
Good for you.
They open up at 8:15, and then they called me back and said, "Give us all this information," because the guy doesn't list. He says he's out of Edison, New Jersey, but he lists a website that's got his name. So I checked where the website was registered, and it's San Diego, California. So I gave them all that information. But what I want to just say to people out there, if you get something like this, maybe you're out of work, but don't go crazy. And if somebody's asking you for money, don't give it to them.
Well, yeah.
I know what this guy, it's a very professional looking.
Exactly.
It says, "Hello, Richard," like he's my buddy, I know him.
Does he say something like, "We looked at your profile on a job site," or "We looked at your profile on LinkedIn," or something like that?
I think he says, we're looking for highly known. Okay, let me see up here.
Because when I usually start, "Dear Bill, we saw your profile and we think you would be perfect for," and they go on to make the pitch.
Yeah.
I will tell you, the one thing I have learned is that there is a massive industry in this country now taking money away from people who are desperate for work.
And it's not just people in this country.
But because there are so many unemployed people, that there's a lot of money to be made by these kinds of things. And I will say that there is a grain of truth to what he says, in the sense of, if you want to go to work for AXA or anybody else, you do have to pass certain licensing.
Well, I think he probably took all this information from AXA, but that last paragraph where it says you're going to be responsible for so many fees, and then you'll get paid back. Yeah, you're going to pay him those fees in advance, and then you're never going to hear from him.
No, probably not.
That's what it's going to be.
Hold on.
They say he's a vice president. I called AXA. I told you. I called their 800 number. And I talked to a young lady who was very polite, and I said, "Look, this doesn't make AXA look good." She looked him up and said, "No, there's nobody here by that name. We have nobody here." So then she called me back and said, "What did you say the first name was? Because we want to research.
We want to find this guy."
And I said, "Well, why don't I send you the email?" "Yes, but could you please do that?" So I did. So I sent him an email and said, "Hey, guess what? AXA doesn't know who you are, and I just sent them the information because they're curious about who you are." And, of course, I've never heard back from him, and I probably won't.
Probably not. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I don't think I'll hear from him. But I'm just telling people out there, you might be in a situation, you think you need some money and stuff. Don't believe everything that comes to you on the internet, on emails.
No.
Because most of it's somebody trying to scam you for some kind of money.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there working a lot of different scams, and the scams have gotten really, really good.
Well, yeah. Well, they all look very, because it's so easy. I know how to do it. It's so easy to go in and screen capture a logo from a company and stuff, and put that right in the email, and it looks terrific. It looks great. Also, if they're saying come to the website, and if it's a different name at the front of the website than the, and then a dot in the web, that's a phony website. Don't go to it.
What was that again? Say it again.
Well, they can say, like, if they said AXA, if he said come to AXA, but it said jobs.axa.com, he set that up, and he can do that. Okay. When I talked to AXA, I said, look, it makes you look bad, and your reputation goes downhill because if people get ripped off.
Yeah.
And the girl said, you know, you're perfectly right. And then I was surprised. Like 5 minutes later, she called me back and said, look, we're going to investigate this. Can you send me all the stuff? So this guy's going to get investigated. But what I'm just saying is watch out for these people because they try and they make it look like it's real. And if anybody's asking you for money, don't give them. Even if you think you're going to get a job out of it, I would say don't do it. I had a woman on Monday at 1 o'clock who's an artist in Belmead, and she shows her work on Craigslist. I wrote her, she said, I couldn't believe your email because I went into this whole thing. I'd like you to come on 100 in Chamber Radio, explain what 100 in Chamber Radio was. I said, look, we're in the chamber offices. You're not going to just be meeting me alone. There's going to be other people there. Here's the phone number. Call the chamber to check me out. She said, yeah, because I post my stuff on Craigslist. I did sell one once, but most of the time I get junk.
Yeah.
I get people but you know, I think sometimes it's worth it. I used to get websites designed out of Craigslist.
Oh, nice.
So,
but you do have to be careful. I mean, you were right to say, look, hey, I'm interested in talking to you about it, and you check me out and see all of this stuff. Transparency becomes super important.
She said, I couldn't believe it was almost like a book you wrote. I'm trying all this stuff. I'm saying, I like your artwork. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to get you on the radio show and like to talk about art and what you're doing. She was not a young kid. She's 60. She's been doing art for quite a while, and it looks it. The work is nice.
Good.
The work is very nice. And I said, but here, you can check me out and find out that, you know. And the big thing I said is, you're not going to be meeting me alone. There's going to be other people
this
in the office.
Richard in a car.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to do my radio show from the parking lot of Walmart.
Well, you know, there are these, unfortunately, there are these radio stations, which are mobile radio stations.
Right.
They operate on low power.
Yeah.
And they operate out of people's cars, and they drive around. And it's like, whoops.
But I was so concerned, because I've a couple of people, there's a person, and I'm not going to say much more, that has a location right here on Main Street that I've contacted a couple times. Would you like to come in and talk about your business?
Right.
They're not interested. Okay. If you're not interested, didn't answer me the first time. The second time, I'm not interested. Okay, that's fine. But I did the same thing. Explained, look,
yeah, exactly.
I'm with
the
chamber. You can call the chamber. You can check me out. You call this number. You know that I'm not going to. I'm not just meeting
you're
you.
Reputable.
Yeah, that I'm not. Yeah. I'm not trying to rip you off for anything. And this lady, her name was Nancy Harrington. She may become kind of a semi-regular
on my
Tuesday show, talking about art. But an interesting lady who got pregnant at the age of 19 while she was in college, dropped out of college, had four kids, and went back to school and got her bachelor's of fine art, BFA, just a couple of years ago.
Oh, get out of here. That's great.
So, and I said, that's terrific. We should talk more about that because
she's an interesting person.
She is. She was very interesting. And it was, and plus the fact I like her art. I think her art's really good. So, you know, if we can promote her art at the same time. But that's just it. I get worried if I send something that people are going to think I'm one of those scammers, you know?
Nope. So, well, it's a fair concern.
So I probably bend over backwards just to prove I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of nonprofits contact me that were not in Huntington County.
Yeah.
And I've said, you know, why don't you bring your nonprofit on the air and we'll talk about it. I've got one coming up in April. But I've had, and they've said yes. I know they're not a phony organization. You know, I'll check it out first. But I said, look, we can get you on the air and you can talk about, even though it's Huntington County and you might be located in Somerset, we're close enough.
Yeah.
And we're on the internet. People can hear us everywhere. So
everywhere. Yeah, you have fans in Australia, right?
We do. Yeah. The National Association of Mental Illness show has a lot of people from Australia that
listen
and send emails to them all the time.
Oh, God, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, Larry was on a show with me Monday morning. I did three shows on Monday. And then him and I went out for breakfast, and he was telling me that he has people that are associated with NAMI that listen in Michigan, in Colorado.
Oh, fascinating.
Always listen to his show. He said, I get emails.
Interesting how radio really, really, really has changed. Well, I mean, we talked a little bit about this last week, but it's interesting the way radio has changed. And because of the changes, the reach of what, you know, we call a radio show now.
Sure.
Which is, you know, more and more looking like this type of model is really global.
And it's funny, I was listening to a thing on, I don't know, I think what might have been Nova or something. I listened to these things on my computer.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the first radio, when they were trying to do radio waves.
Yep.
Because they wanted to talk to ships. Up until that time, everything was through a wire somewhere, telegraph, all that.
Yeah.
And they wanted to talk to ships, and this guy was developing the FM capability to talk to ships at sea and for messages back and forth to ships at sea.
Interesting.
And they said right after he got it to work, Marconi got in touch with him and said, I need to use this too. And they said, fine. Ah. I forget the guy's name. I'd never heard of him before. But he was an American who had gone through.
Oh, who the heck was it, I wonder?
It wasn't any name that I knew. I got to take a break while we're thinking about that and do some commercials, and then we'll be right back with Bill and I right after these commercials.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And what did he have to say, even though we're in the middle of a conversation?
I know, you can see that's unfair. What did he have to say?
Tell everybody who you interviewed.
Richard will run some more commercials, and we'll be right back.
tell everybody who you interviewed.
Well, you know, when I was here last week, we were talking about, I was excited because I was talking to the CEO of Texas Central High Speed Rail.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is running from what, Houston to Dallas?
They want to build a high speed railway to, between Houston and Dallas, make that trip of like 240-250 miles about 90 minutes or slightly less.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is really incredible. And they are really far along on this particular project, largely because it's private money.
And that's
there's no public money involved.
That's where everything gets done in this country, where gets involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's somebody's dollar they can identify.
That's right.
And there has to be, you know, so therefore, one, it has to be spent wisely. And two, if you're going to have investors, those investors are going to want some kind of return on that money. You can't just flag up the pole and see if it blows in the wind. Well, like, you know, a lot of sometimes you think public dollars get spent, unfortunately. It's like very frustrating. But private money, and they are well along in the process. In fact, the Federal Railway Administration is now doing an impact study on the route. They have had a number of routes selected. They said, look, this one in particular is called Utility Corridor 1 or whatever. Uh-huh. We like that pathway the best because it involves a lot of right-of-way that already exists. There's minimal in terms of, like, having to buy land from anybody.
Sure.
And we think we can get it done the quickest that way. So they're doing an impact survey that's supposed to be done by the end of the year, and they're supposed to begin construction next year, and construction should be finished, you know, like 2020. They're talking about passengers 2021. And it was great. So I did the interview when I was saying to you before we came on the air, I did the interview with him. Richard Lawless is his name. And I put it up on my website. So if you want to listen to an 18-minute interview at BillTucker.tv, with Richard Lawless, it's fascinating. I these kinds of projects excite me so much.
You know, it's got to be. It seems to me that probably the biggest problem they may have is making the rails work for something going that fast.
Because what is interesting is their engineering partner. They are not yet their investment partner. They might become their investment partner.
But okay.
Their engineering partner on this right now is Central Railway of Japan. Which is the group that has run the Shinkansen for the last 50 years.
Yeah, they've got that experience.
So they've got that experience.
Yeah.
You know? And these are the kinds of I like these projects because they are exciting ways to move us forward into the future in terms of getting people off the road in their cars.
Sure.
You know, this is exciting mass transit. People can buy into the concept of mass transit when it looks like this and feels like this and moves that quickly. So that, you know, you get fewer and fewer cars off the road. People are suddenly becoming quote unquote green, and they don't think of themselves as being green. They think of it, look, hey, there's this railroad and I can get from the top of Texas to the bottom of Texas in 90 minutes. And believe me, that's an accomplishment if you've ever been on the roads in Texas. Huge state. But
when you're talking about private money, I remember years and years ago, the Wallman Skating Rink in Central Park.
Yeah,
we're trying to redo it, and they're having problems. And Donald Trump stepped in and said, "I'll do it," and brought it in under budget and under time.
Yeah,
and the basic thing was he said, "Well, I did it because my kids like to skate there." But here, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a business guy that comes in and says, "I'll do this. We'll set this up.
Get this done."
Yeah,
let's get this done. What do we need to get it done? We need to get it done, and we need to get it done. We want it done sooner rather than later. There is no benefit to us dragging this project out for any longer than it has to be.
Sure,
we want to do this, and you know. And you set some time frames, you start meeting deadlines, and you go.
Those guys will do it, too.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, they're depending on their backers. They're, you know, they want to bring money in for everybody
that
invested.
It's private money. They're going to sell bonds.
So they're going to bring the money in for the investors.
Can go out and say, well, I'd like to be an investor in this. Then they've made a commitment to you. We're going to return whatever it is, 2%, whatever it is they declare.
And they're going to stand by that.
And they have to. Because legally, they now have to.
No, but they're going to make sure. Yeah. And that, I think, is terrific. It sounds like a neat idea.
It's a very cool idea.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And I think it'll be great to see if, when it comes about, if anybody else in the country picks it up and wants to do it, too.
Well, see, that's what's cool. I did ask him that question. I said, are you looking at other projects? And he said, we are not actively looking at any other projects. This is the one we have to get done. But are we interested in other projects? Have we, like, looked at other, you know, any? Yes. The answer is yes. And they've looked at other routes within Texas because Texas has been really friendly in terms of helping them get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, high-speed rail, say, between Houston and San Antonio or Houston and Austin, which is the capital.
Sure.
You know, there are other very natural projects that would work within the state really well. But, like you said, if somebody does it and they can prove it can be done and they can make money off of it, well, then somebody may come along and say, you know what? Let's run some high-speed rail out of New York City.
Out of Flemington into New York City.
Yeah, let's run it out of New York City. Let's run it Pittsburgh to New York. Let's run a line Pittsburgh to New York.
Now, can you imagine that? Woo. But no, and the thing is, I was just thinking, I had Joe Peters on yesterday. He's a realtor. And he was talking about how if people work in New York, and I said, well, I know a couple guys that worked in New York and used to go from here.
I wonder who might be.
He said most of them stop about Hillsboro if they're looking for houses. He said usually Branchburg, Hillsboro. He said once you say, well, why don't you come out in Huntington County, they think they're falling off the edge of the earth.
Right. Well, it feels that way, too. You know, you and I rode that bus a lot. So.
I rode that bus a lot, though it got better once 78 came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I used to ride it before 78. And you go down, 287 to exit 10 on the turnpike and up the turnpike? I used to ride that bus a lot. And you did, too, because you worked a lot more out. I worked weird hours and stayed over in the city. You worked almost every day.
I had to go in and out every day.
Yeah, and I didn't, so.
Unless, you know, we got weather like they're talking about us getting tonight. And then, you know, I was working at CNN at the time. They'd be like, get a hotel room, dude.
That's exactly. Yep, that's what Newsweek would do. I'd call and say, well, look, it looks like I've got to be there on Thursday. It's Wednesday. Come on in and we'll pay for a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if I'm going to get in the morning. Just come on in and we'll pay for a hotel room. Well, you know, those were the good old days. I'd had no kids. My wife and I both worked at Newsweek. We went in and we went to dinner.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
And
Newsweek paid for the dinner, you know. So, and we'd get a hotel room at the Waldorf or whatever. And
yeah, which was right over by, well, no, it wasn't right by the Newsweek.
Well, it was straight across.
Yeah.
It's at 50th and Park. And we were at 50th and Madison.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
So you just walk straight across. But we had a guy, you just call him up. And say, I'm going to need a hotel for tonight. Okay, no problem. About 5 minutes later, he'd call you back and say, you're staying here, you're staying there.
Yeah.
We had this guy that just, and the great thing about that was, if you're going out of town, you could call him and say, I'm going to be in Orlando. What can you get me? Hang on a minute, we'll get you something. And he'd get you a good price on things.
Yeah, because he would get corporate discounts.
Yeah, so.
In the days before Orbitz and Expedia and
that's right.
All those
there was none of those things. Well, there was no internet.
I can't even keep up with how many things there are on the internet now. It's like, you know, we've gone from Travelocity to Trivago in nanoseconds.
Yeah.
I like literally booking.com. Wait, it's like, you know, it feels like as soon as you get an account with these companies, they're gone and somebody else is talking about another.
Though Travelocity has been around for a long time.
Been around for a very long time.
Because when I used to go out right after I left Newsweek and I was doing some stuff with the San Diego Union Tribune, that's the people I used to use to book the flight.
I was a member of Travelocity a long time ago. I used to use them quite a bit. And then Orbitz came along and then Expedia came along.
Yeah.
It's like, you just name the parade of websites. And it's funny because I'm always amazed when I see travel agents, and I know that there's a travel agency here in town.
Sure. We have a couple travel agents that are members of the chamber.
And I always wanted to say to them, is it because people are just so overwhelmed? I'm curious. Do you still exist because people are just overwhelmed?
I think,
and they want to call somebody. Like what you and
Let's
I used to do.
Let's face it.
I traveled. I would call my corporate travel department.
Exactly.
And say, look, I need to be here by this time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here this long, and I need to be back here at this time.
And they'd set everything up.
And then they would just do it.
And
I think, you know, that's got to be the allure of a travel agent. It's like, we want to do this. We got this time frame. Tell me
what. If you don't want to sit down at the computer, you just call the travel agent and say, hey, I want to go to Disneyland in Anaheim. These dates, and I need to stay somewhere.
Yeah.
And they'll set it up for you. Or you can go about and do it yourself. But the great thing about travel agents, you usually pay nothing because they get paid by what they set up.
Right.
So it's almost like having your corporate, though I like that corporate guy.
That was great.
It was great to, and I'd say, look, I got to go here, I got to go there. No problem. I'll call you right back, Rich. And I'd get a call back. You're booked here. You're booked, you know.
Well, you know, the thing is they get, because they get, I have no idea if the situation is the same with travel agents now. But back then, because they were booking for a large corporation, they got privileges and discounts.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I would call them up and say, look, I'm looking at a flight that leaves at 8 o'clock out of Newark. I need to get out of here sooner, but I don't see anything, you know, any sooner than that. And they'd be like, don't worry. We'll, and they'd call me back, and 9 times out of 10, they'd be like, look, we'll get you on the 6:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a 6:30?
Yeah.
And it says it's full. It says, yeah, well, we took care of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I missed that. That's true.
That
all comes back to mind because it's like, what the heck is going on with this weather, Richard? I mean, I got, when I was coming in here, I stopped and sat in the car, and I just, you know, I thought, you know what, I'm done. I just psychologically and emotionally can't handle it anymore. And a guy on the radio is going, Central New Jersey is going to get 6 to 9 inches of snow. And I'm like, dear God.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do it anymore.
Well, I got to leave here, go home, get something to eat, and then come back for a show. But I'm going to be emailing all the morning show people tomorrow for up through noon saying, look, if you're afraid or you can't make it in, don't worry about it. We'll do a rewind or something. It's not worth getting in here to kill yourself to do a radio show. So, but I don't know how many times I've done that because it's always happened on it's been happening on Sundays into Mondays. And we've canceled a lot of things on Mondays.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
You know, so.
I mean, I just feel like we're just buried. But I know that we were at our average snowfall through the end of, like, I don't know, last week or some point.
Yeah, well, because January was pretty warm.
And we
didn't have much going on in January.
February was the third coldest, I heard. Third coldest in Jersey.
Who was I talking? Well, you know, all the pipes that froze out here.
Oh.
I had a pipe that froze. But I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I can't remember who it was, who said, oh, yeah, yeah, the pipes were just, was the big thing.
I was in a plumbing supply store a couple of weeks ago because I was having trouble with my furnace, and I went over to pick some parts up. And I'm standing there talking to him, and there's a guy who's saying, he's talking to the guy behind the counter, and he said, this lady calls me up, and she said, her water's not running. And I said, your pipes are frozen. And she goes, no, my pipes can't be frozen. And he goes, lady, your pipes are frozen. And he went out, and long story made short, sure enough, all our pipes were frozen. She didn't want to believe that they were all frozen. He said, yeah, you know. And he said, you know, that's one of a bunch of stories he's had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, everybody's pipes are frozen.
I've lived in this house over 30 years and had a pipe freeze.
I'm not surprised. 30-year-old house, usually, yeah. You know.
Well, the pipe that froze was, it's a long story. There was a porch at one time, and then the previous owner, mother or somebody, came and they made a bedroom out of it,
right.
Closed it in, but they put a bathroom there. Well, the pipe, the shower pipes, they were not insulated, and it's right next to the wall. That's what froze. So now I had the guy, when he came out, I had him put shutoff valves on him. And I had to take a part of the wall out. I'm going to make a little door so you can just go in and shut them off if you don't, you know. And I could fill it in with some insulation, too. But,
Yeah, but yeah. It's been like just so brutal.
They didn't insulate this. You know, it became a kitchen, and it's chilly. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold because they didn't insulate. There was no, you know, when we added on upstairs, we added on with 2x6s and filled it with insulation. Yep. And then put a vapor barrier. Those rooms are so tight that they get too hot in some ways. But I got electric baseboard heat in there, which is nice because my daughter's not there anymore. So her room, we just turn the baseboard heat off, you know. I don't have to worry about pipes up there or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but when my daughter left, my son wanted, his room's next to hers, he wanted to cut a door between the two rooms. So he could have a suite. Yeah. The thing is, her room has become his trophy room because he's got all these Taekwondo trophies.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And they're all in there.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He's got them all.
Very good.
It's his trophy room. She comes home, she's got to weave through the trophies to get in bed, you know?
Yeah, that's funny. That's very funny.
But he wanted to cut a door between. Said, well, you know, I said, look, she may be coming back. You know, we're not going to cut a door here.
I ain't cutting a door here, pal. No.
If you need to go in her room, you walk, go out of your room, walk down the hall, and then go in her room, which he does. He's got an extra computer in there, too, that sometimes he uses.
Oh, okay.
You know, it is his suite in some ways.
It's a two-room suite, just yeah. Not connected.
It's just not connected. Just well, not connected. Connected by a hallway. I don't know. This kid's got, well, he's teaching today. He substitute teaches because he graduated from Raritan Valley. So he's got.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he's now going on to school to be a teacher, but he's got the credentials to teach substitute.
Oh, okay.
So, and he substitutes in the middle school and the
high school?
No, never at the high school. Usually okay. Middle school and mostly middle school, but sometimes elementary.
Okay.
But he's substitute teaching music today.
I very
said,
nice.
What are you going to do? He said, I don't know. We'll get there. We'll see what they're doing. And
we'll do scales and I'll yell at him like that guy J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons does in the movie.
That's right. I just saw him in a movie last night.
Which one?
It's an old film. It's called The Gift.
I don't know if I know that one.
He played a police officer, and he looked a lot younger.
Well, he yeah. probably was.
Yeah. But it's about a woman who's a psychic in a small town, and there's a murder, and the body's found in the water, and she sees it and knows. And it had a lot of good people in it. I can't think of one of them. The note's outside because I'm going to talk about it at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
But it had a lot of good actors in it, and he was one of them. He played the police chief.
Oh, that's funny.
And if people...
He's a nice character actor. He's a really nice character actor.
If you look back on this guy's career, he's done a lot of things. And he also now does one of the insurance companies.
He does Farmers.
That's it, Farmers, yeah.
Yeah. I know that because I have a friend who works for Farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like always, you know, do you ever see him? And of course he doesn't. He's like, he's in communications for them. He's not.
Yeah, well, I said, Patton and Heidi, who sponsored the news here and do a show, they're with Ameriprise, and I said, you guys ever hang out with Tommy Lee Jones? No. Because Tommy Lee Jones does a lot of Ameriprise commercials.
Yeah, and so does, help me out here. The guy,
help you out, man. My mind never works.
I know your mind doesn't work. It's frightening. Here's two guys whose brains barely work, not even together.
That's why, when I do the movie show.
Dennis Hopper,
that's right, yeah. And there's a guy that was blacklisted for a long time.
He should have been.
After he did after they did Easy Rider, and then he was really hard to get along with and was blacklisted.
I know, but you know, he had to have been really difficult to get along with.
Oh, I would bet.
Because
what was the movie with James Dean? Rebel Without a Cause. He was in that. He was one of the kids that were giving him a hard time. Yeah.
No.
Yes, Dennis Hopper. Check it out.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because anytime an actor or actress you know, gets any kinds of awards, and they're in a couple of movies that do well, which, you know, mm-hmm. Easy Rider did, which Rebel Without a Cause did. It's really, really rare for the industry to blacklist somebody because they're like, that guy's good. You put him in a movie, it does well.
Yeah. No, you got to be a real
You got to be a jerk.
Yeah, yeah,
you really do.
To have people say, oh, he's a moneymaker, but we don't want him.
Yeah, he's a moneymaker.
Because, let's face it, we talk about movies at 2 o'clock, but it's a money-making business.
It's a business.
They're not making that movie to entertain you. They're making that movie to make money.
That's where... You know what? I'm looking at this on IMDb. Billy Bob Thornton, Kate Blanchett.
Yes,
Katie
Billy Bob.
Holmes,
well, Billy
Keanu
Bob,
Reeves, J.K. Simons, I. Simmons.
Billy Bob Thornton wrote it.
Like, holy smoke, man. It gets a 6.7 out of 10.
Keanu Reeves plays a wife beater. Just a nasty guy. Really nasty guy. He really does. And he was very good at it.
My little Netflix. I wonder if they have this on
Netflix. It's on Netflix. Yeah, that's where I saw it. The Gift.
I still haven't watched The House. I haven't finished The House of Cards. I don't want to jump into your movie show. But
yeah, I'll tell you.
Well, we're four chapters away from finishing.
I've not started House of Cards yet, so I've got to do it. But no, if you get a chance, I'll mention it this afternoon too. Get a chance to see The Gift on Netflix or wherever.
Wherever.
It's what year? Does it say what year it was?
2000.
That's what I thought it was. So, but it's got a good cast. Katie Holmes.
It's got a great cast.
Katie Holmes. Smart. Katie Holmes. Thank God is the girl that gets killed.
Oh, now.
But it's also got what's the girl's name that was in the fight movie with Clint Eastwood?
Kate Blanchett.
No, not Kate Blanchett. The other one that's listed there.
Kate Blanchett. Keanu, Katie Holmes, Greg Kinnear, Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank,
Holy smoke.
And Greg Kinnear's in it. Greg Kinnear is a really good actor who only takes certain things.
Fascinating. This is like a, it's a fairly heavy hitting.
I was very surprised.
Lineup.
I thought, well, I'll watch this. And I was surprised. Well, first of all, I had to rewind to check that said Billy Bob Thornton wrote it, because that's what I thought it said.
Billy Bob Thornton and Tom Epperson.
Yeah. It's really well put together movie. The Gift.
You have to remember that.
It's well worth seeing. And I'll be talking about it again at 2 o'clock if anybody else wants to talk about it. If you want to watch it before 2, and give us a call.
Exactly. Okay, we got time. You can go watch it.
Yeah,
and come back at 2 o'clock.
And it is, it's definitely on Netflix, because that's how I saw it.
Very nice.
It was well worth seeing. And I've seen some really crummy movies on Netflix.
Oh, man, I've seen a lot. Well, that's the beauty of it. You know,
This was a surpriser, because I didn't know anything about it. So I like that when it starts and you think, oh, this is interesting. And the story goes along. I got to the point. Keanu Reeves was
smacking his wife around.
Well, he was smacking his wife, and he was accusing Kate Blanchett of being a witch and all this kind of stuff. And I got to the point that she let her kid walk out the house, and I thought, don't do that. Of course, Keanu Reeves is waiting out there.
But
I said, don't do that. What's wrong with you?
So
I got involved in it. You know, I find myself saying, oh, man, what's the matter with you?
Oh, that's good. All right. Okay, I got that.
And
if she could talk back, she could say,
well, Billy Bob Thornton wanted me to do it because he wrote it. I've got to do it. I got to take a break for some commercials. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's pay some bills.
Yeah.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G., and I'm here with my friend
Bill Tucker, who's absolutely, positively, completely, and utterly fed up with winter.
I almost said Bob.
I think we ought to move.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm fed up with winter, too.
I think we ought to move Hunterdon County. Like, I don't know, like 300 miles south. Let's just take the county.
But you know what? My daughter's down near Raleigh, and she's been out of school. Like, at one point, there was a week. Because those people don't know how to deal with, they had 2 inches of snow.
Yeah, well, that's true. My son's down in Richmond, and he's like, the first time it snowed down there, he texted me and went, people in the South have no idea how to drive in the snow.
That's right. That's what she says. And then she also said, I went out to buy a snow shovel because I didn't have one. There were none available. And she said, then at one point she said, I wanted to get a space heater. And they said, oh, we've been sending those up to Jersey.
Yeah, well, it's like 40 below zero. It's like, holy crap.
But it's not been as bad as here. But she's gotten snow, and the temperatures were not, they're fairly low.
No, it's been cold.
So it's been cold everywhere. Yeah. But I agree with you. I'm fed up. Now, next week, supposedly, in the 40s all week.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully.
So we'll see.
We got to get through Friday, which is supposed to be really, really cold.
Friday's supposed to be cold. Tomorrow's got some snow coming. Friday's going to be cold. Then Saturday, it's going to start warming up. Sunday's going to be warmer. So we'll see.
I mean, I love college lacrosse. It's been so bad, I have yet to go to a single college lacrosse game.
Yeah, well.
And we're a month into the season.
Sitting out in that cold.
It's like the idea. Well, I mean, you know, I'm used to the idea of sitting out in the cold for college lacrosse because despite its name of King of Spring, the last two weeks of the season are like warm. But it's been so bad. I just, you know, the idea
of going
over to Princeton and sitting down in the stadium and watching a game is like, oh, man.
My problem is that I had heart surgery, and if I breathe in that cold air, I feel it.
It freezes your heart.
Yeah, I feel it.
I haven't had heart surgery, and it's been said to me. Yeah, I don't know if that's a function of surgery.
I'm usually digging out my nitros and popping one in, you know, if I'm out there, like, shoveling or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm breathing in all that cold air.
You can put, like, a mask on your
face. Well, I usually put something up around me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, warm the air up before it goes in.
Man, I'll tell you, it has been really, this month. In January, I was thinking, boy, we may be lucky. We may get through and have a nice winter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that ended that. Anyway, what else we got to talk about? We got another 7 minutes.
Another seven
six
minutes?
Minutes, something like that. Yeah. What else
we got to talk about? We talked about travel agencies, talking about moving that stuff around.
We talked about don't watch what you get on the internet.
Well, you know, that's actually, it's funny you mention that because that is a little pet peeve of mine. Because what I have found looking online and stuff is that it is a growing business where website X, I won't name names, but at website X will say, register with us and we, you know, we post jobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you go to website X. What they are is they are an aggregator of jobs that are posted on other websites.
Mm-hmm.
So you think, well, this looks like an interesting job. You click on it, and it takes you to ihirepeople.com or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And they go, you know, for $20 a month.
Yep.
You know, and you're like, wait. And I have found a lot of websites which offer these phenomenal deals.
Yes.
Which you have to commit to for a multi-month period of time. And they don't guarantee you anything. They just say, you know, you can get exclusive access to really great jobs. And you're like, and I have become so cynical. And I look at all these, and I think, look at all these companies are preying on. You know, there's some 20 million people out of work in this country.
Sure.
So they're just preying on those people who are out there looking, those who haven't given up looking for work. They're like, they're going, you know what? If I could sell this information to them and get money off of them and put it on a credit card, and they won't even notice the reoccurring charges.
Yeah, sure.
That occur on a credit card. Because they'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, either that or they keep thinking, well, we'll just keep hanging on. So they're out there selling hope. To people,
and they
hope comes at a price,
and they don't care about the hope.
No, they don't.
Give not at all.
Lying totally for me about
no.
That
there's
stuff.
And there's a lot of not just for jobs. There's a lot of them for a lot of different things. Yeah,
I mean, you know, we started this hour talking about, you know, the thing you got from somebody purportedly from a financial services company,
right?
You know, you at least called AXA up and said, you know, I get this crazy.
Well, see, I get crazy when I get this stuff. So, yeah, I called him up.
Yeah, I get crazy when people call my home.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this is like, you know, hey, if you we can lower your electricity rates to by a third.
Oh, somebody called last night that was offering a free solar.
Yeah.
Free solar panels.
Well, that's kind of true.
Oh, well, that was pretty nasty to the person.
No, I'm not expressing any legitimacy on that. But what has been interesting, what's happened with solar energy in this country, is that more and more companies, in lieu of subsidies, what they're doing is saying, hey, Richard, we'll put this on your house. We're going to buy. We have to take X amount from you. We're going to take it.
Right.
And they're using you basically as a solar collection point.
And I know that is true.
And they take. So you may or may not get enough electricity to run your house without remaining connected to utility companies. But you do get a reduction in your bill.
I know that's true. I've talked to people on the radio about that. But I don't know. When somebody calls me, and they usually call right around dinner time.
They always call at dinner time.
And I had a friend who had this little boy who was probably six, loved to talk on the phone. So whenever you get one of those calls, you go, hey, it's for you, and hand it to his son. And his son would just jabber away talking to this guy.
Oh,
and
then they'd
hang up, you know.
That's brilliant. Do you want to? Like, no, man, I'm not interested. I used to be nice. And
I've got something I say, but I can't say it, even though we're not FCC. I'm not going to say it.
No. I just say, look, I'm not interested. Thank you very much.
Well, a lot of times I just hang the phone up. They'll be in the middle of talking. And that's what I hate about these new handheld phones. When you used to have a phone that you could have a cradle, you could slam it, you know, and they'd hear you. But you can't with a handheld phone.
I was watching something the other day where somebody slammed a phone down. I was, you know, watching a series where somebody slammed a phone down.
Yeah.
God, I miss that. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was House of Cards. Because it was a conversation between the American president, Frank Underwood, and the Russian president.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they got mad. They slammed the phone down. I thought, boy.
Yeah, there was a lot of power there.
That kind of, I was like, that was satisfying.
There was a lot of power.
Yeah. Slam a phone down. You can't do that anymore. That's true.
But what I do a lot, and they hang up immediately. If I get one of these calls and I go, oh, hey, please hang on. You just got a radio station. I'm on the air. Would you like to come on the air with me?
Oh, that's great.
And they go, and they say nothing, and I hear the dial tone. We got somebody peeking in.
Yeah.
Well,
they're laughing at you.
She's got to wait.
You amusing.
She's got to wait two more minutes before she can do her show. I'm sorry.
She's ready to come here right now.
I know. She comes in and she sits right on my lap just to do the show. You know.
Well.
Well, there was
to you.
There was a time in my life that would have been fine.
I would have been like, okay, that's great.
And I'm too old now.
Probably take a nitro pill or something.
Yeah, right? Take a nitro pill if I kill me. Anyway, we're down to a minute. So any words for the listening audience?
No. I would say go to Forbes.com and look up My Two Cents, which is the column I write on energy. I'm working on a piece today, and I'm hoping to hear back from the Energy Information Administration, because electricity rates have been rising.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been rising for several months now, which is weird because energy prices have been falling.
That's right.
So, I'm curious, and I've sent them emails and said, look, what is behind this and what's going on? Hopefully, I'll hear back from them sometime soon here, and I plan on posting something on that today.
Okay.
And maybe on Saturday.
What website is that?
It's you can go to Forbes.com, My Two Cents. Just look for My Two Cents. I'm a contributor to Forbes. Or you can go to BillTucker.tv, but I'd rather you go to Forbes because I get paid per click.
Oh, do you get paid per click?
I'm a pay-per-click guy. So I'm a contributor, but you got to go click on that.
I've got to go, but I have to tell you, I used to be a big fan of Malcolm Forbes.
Oh, yeah.
I met him years ago.
Malcolm Forbes is an interesting guy.
He was a really terrific guy, and we could do a show talking about Malcolm, but our time's up, and we've got... I know
Jeannie
her name.
Out there?
Jeannie? No. No.
Who's coming in? See, I'm trying to jog your memory. Is Jane out there?
No.
Is it Gail? She's going to come in here and hit you right upside the head is what she's going to do.
Here
she is. I'm going to put the news on and then you're going to be on the air. Kimberly Permatic will be here Raising Conscious Kids. So
that would be a good idea.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And please listen to me this afternoon on the radio, and we'll talk more about the gift.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Some Democrats are steaming over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress Tuesday. On Fox News, Fox and Friends, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said those Democrats didn't listen closely to the speech.
Here's the alternative. No agreement. A non-nuclear Iran. We don't recognize Iran until they stop doing the following things. Sponsoring terrorists. They let people out of prison. They stop chopping their heads off. They stop killing 1,000 people a month.
Netanyahu ripped the U.S.-led nuclear negotiations with Iran, saying talks will result in a, quote, bad deal. North Carolina Democrat David Price accused House Speaker John Boehner of politicizing a strong relationship with a key ally. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani says he's going to meet with one of the Muslim alternatives to the Iranian government.
A group run by a woman? They believe in a constitutional democracy. They fought for a constitutional democracy. And when they didn't get it, 120,000 of them were killed by the Ayatollah.
This is USA Radio News.
In the early 60s, Dolores and Ray Butcher and their three daughters earned a trip to Disneyland by collecting S&H green stamps. It was a dream come true. Today, nearly everyone has a wallet or keychain full of loyalty rewards cards that they use for discounts, gifts, and even free dinners at their favorite restaurants. For years, an international company has been offering a universal loyalty rewards card in Europe. Now they are looking for independent representatives to launch this card in the U.S. and Canada. We call it the Blue Card. One card to replace dozens. The Blue Card offers discounts, cash back, it even accumulates points.